Station 15. Can we go back for a minute and revisit this whole water thing? I'd like for you to imagine a field after a hard rain. And I also want you to imagine it in its previous state, a cultivated farm field. All that water has got to go somewhere. And as we discussed at an earlier station, gravity will begin to draw it into and along the Earth's surface. As it begins to flow, it will pick up substances along with it. And seeing as we're imagining a farm field, those will likely be agricultural nutrients like phosphorus and nitrogen. And if the field was filled with cows, the surface will become compacted due to the weight of the animals. So even less water will find its way back into the ground at this location. Instead, the water will move along the surface until it joins a larger amount of water. Are you with me so far? Okay. Now I want you to imagine a driveway not too far away from here. As the driveway is a good location for all sorts of auto and household maintenance operations, it's where oil and antifreeze and an assortment of other chemicals are likely to wash down the driveway and into the road. There may also be excessive rock salt on the road, and all sorts of other particles that can range from tiny pieces of plastic and litter to worn metal scrapings. Are you seeing the similarity in these two places yet? And along comes that same rainstorm, which, like in this hypothetical farm field, moves the rain along the surface, taking all of those pollutants along with it to a storm drain located at the next intersection. Anyone care to take a guess as to where it's all heading? Yep, that's right. It all goes straight into waterways like Lytle Creek. So the question is, how do you determine who is responsible for this pollution? In other words, who do you point your finger at? Well, as much as we'd like to have a simplistic answer for this one, the reality is that it's darn near impossible to isolate these particular pollutants to just one source. It could originate from anywhere, and in fact, originates just about everywhere. And because we cannot identify the precise location, this type of environmental stressor is known as non-point source pollution, or NPS for short. And it reminds us of the old adage to remember that whenever you point the finger at someone, you've got three pointing back at you. The EPA still cites NPS as the leading source of water quality problems nationwide, and why approximately 40% of our water bodies cannot even meet the most basic standards for fishing and swimming. So this whole thing kind of reminds me of the anonymity of littering. You walk through a pretty park one morning, and there on the lawn sits a fast food cup, a candy wrapper, or the contents of an ashtray. See, the thing about littering is that it all comes down to the degree to which you can identify with a place. If you care about your world, you don't knowingly litter. This is just about my favorite station in this whole series, because it gives us something to actually do to help our ecosystem. And it doesn't cost money, and it doesn't cost time or energy. All it requires is some very subtle changes to your lifestyle. And they're not even harder. They're just different from what you might have been doing up to now. So, are you ready to start making a difference? Okay then, here are your marching orders. Number one, clean up after your dog. Think about it. I mean, all those dogs, every day. Get the picture? Number two, don't put anything in storm drains. They're designed for rainwater only, not autumn leaves, not grass clippings, or any other kind of liquid. They are not sewers, they are storm drains, and there is a big difference between the two. Number three, don't over-fertilize your lawn. And even more importantly, avoid fertilizing before it rains. Nobody's saying don't use fertilizer, just avoid applying it prior to a rainstorm. Number four, wash your car on the grass or someplace off a paved surface. And number five, for those of us who change our own oil, be extra careful to not spill any on the ground and drop it off at a facility that will accept it. Hey, if you're smart enough to change it all by yourself, then I'm betting you're intelligent enough to see the common sense in this. If we all start doing these simple steps, it will make a big difference in the fundamental state of our environment. You might not be able to visually see that difference, but it will be that much more improved because of you. No one will publicly praise you for changing your habits for the better. Only you will know. You won't get a tax break or a coupon for doing the right thing. Only you will know. You won't be given a plaque at City Hall. Only you will know. And someday, you will see some fish darting around the creek or a raccoon wandering on the banks. And in that moment, you and everyone who does the same will know. And I look forward to the feeling you're gonna get when you come to the realization on that day that this simple personal satisfaction is enough.